I'm Kurt Benkert, and this is Pocket Presence, powered by Sleeper. Here we go, Tyler. We have an exciting episode today. We're going to call it a little bit of an exercise. Can we tier the quarterbacks in the NFL right now in our rankings in, what, 7-8 categories? That's the plan for today. We're going to go every single team and their presumed starter for the season to start, i.e. Sam Darnold instead of J.J. McCarthy. We're going to roll like that. We have some really good categories, and we're going to do this as a working exercise. Shout out to our editor, Hot Rod, who's going to have to work extra hard on this to make it clean, because we're going to have a lot of dead space behind the scenes, but we're going to put together the perfect list, and you will be seeing this everywhere.
We have a list of quarterbacks. We're going to work bottom up. We're going to start at the very bottom with the hot seat category. So as we look through this list, Kurt, who do you have on the hot seat coming into this 2024 season?
I have a few players, but I'm going to set the stage one more second. I'm going to name the categories for the viewers so they know what's coming up. We're going to start top down. There's going to be one category at the top called him. These are the players that are him. They are top dogs. Then there's elite players that maybe aren't necessarily him, but they're kind of him, but they're still elite and they can change the course of a game. They can change the course of a season. They can lead their team deep in the playoffs. Then after elite, there's game changers. We talk about it with Cam Newton, game changers, game managers. This is going to be the game changers category. Maybe they're not elite, but they can change the game. And then we're going to talk about the next category, the wild cards. Who the knows? We have no idea. We don't know which version is going to show up week to week, but they're exciting. Sometimes they're bad. Sometimes they're really good. We don't know. Then we have the mid category. We all know what mid means here, assuming that we're all not of the age of 75 and above. And then we have the sub-mid category, the players that are not quite on the hot seat, but kind of like sub-mid, kind of like, we don't really know. And then finally, the hot seat category. So we're going to start from the bottom up. And the way that I'm looking at this right now, this hot seat category gets a little tricky, man. We have... I'm going to say number one on the hot seat category. And this is not going to be like Daniel Jones is not the 32nd quarterback in the NFL. We'll get to that later. Daniel Jones is on the hot seat. He is going to be the first quarterback in the hot seat category because it doesn't get much hotter than that. And I don't know, man. Tommy DeVito kind of balled out in some games last year, but Daniel Jones is going to take our first hot seat. And again, there's going to be 32 players on this. The second one that I'm going to put into the hot seat, I'm going to put Will Levis on the hot seat. I think Will Levis is solid, but Will Levis is going to be at the bottom of this because his coach got fired from last year, the coach that picked him, and there's a new regime in. Will Levis is going to be on the hot seat this year, and he's got to do something in year two to not get outdrafted by whoever's coming up next year. So we have Daniel Jones, Will Levis. Then we're going to
ask you about Will Levis.
Yeah.
Can we pause on Will Levis?
You're for sure.
We talk a lot about on this show how Sam Darnold's only 28 years old. Will Levis only coming into year two. You might be projecting what his situation is going to be, which I don't disagree. How do you feel about Will Levis as a player? Like, do you think there are even tools there for him to work with?
Yeah, Will Levis has the tools to work with. This right now is based on his situation, and I think I don't know many quarterbacks that would find a lot of success in Tennessee this year, given what he's up against. So this one is going to be more situationally for me predictive than it is necessarily how I think he can handle business as a starting quarterback in the NFL. I think he can get it done. I think it sucks that he had to play in year one because everyone knows the longer you wait as a quarterback to play, the better you're going to be. That's just kind of like the lay of the land nowadays, but quarterbacks aren't given much time to develop. So that's kind of where we're at here. But this is going to be hot seat stuff. So hot seat here, we have Daniel Jones, we have Will Levis, and I'm looking at some of these other quarterbacks. And again, some of these quarterbacks would be in the mid category, would be in the wild card category. I would have put Daniel Jones in the wild card category last year had he not have had everything that he had. He's a wild card type of player, but this year he's on the hot seat. Next on the hot seat for me, people might hate it, people might love it, but say what you want, Bryce Young is going to be on the hot seat. I think Bryce Young can play. I think he could play, but Bryce Young is on the hot seat this year. No quarterback goes through their first season being the worst team in the league. Then if he follows it up with a second season as the worst team in the league, you cannot tell me that by year three, transfer all the way into next year, if they go if they go 1-16 or 2-15, whatever this year, that Bryce Young is not going to be questioned. That's just how it happens in the league. That's what happened with Sam Darnold back in the day. That's what happened with guys like Josh Rosen. That happened with a lot of guys, right? Like, people move on. Zach Wilson. Bryce Young will be put into the Zach Wilson category if he does not show true flashes and win them games damn near by himself this year. So I'm going to put Bryce Young, unfortunately, on the hot seat in year two, which I think is not fair for a guy just getting his career started with the worst team in the league. Bryce Young, though, I want everyone to hear this, could be like Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield had a rough start in Cleveland, but kind of shaky, whatever. Baker did lead him to the playoffs. Then he got casted out, bounced around to a few different teams, and then now he's found a big contract with a team because he is capable. I think that could be Bryce Young. Give him a better situation, he probably could make something shake. But I think he's on the hot seat right now because you fast forward through year two, if it sucks again, who knows what the hell is going to happen in Carolina. And it wouldn't be a bad thing if Bryce Young left and went somewhere else. It's worked for other guys. So those are three guys right now. And I'm looking at the rest of this list. I'm going to assume that, let's see. Okay. I mean, this is tough. There's a lot of guys on here that I'm like, could be good, could be good, could be good. I'm going to say last guy on the hot seat here, probably shortest leash of most, is going to be Sam Darnold. And mainly because they did draft J.J. McCarthy, top 15, top 10 maybe. Was it top 10? No, it was top 15. Sam Darnold, this is kind of, in my opinion, his last hurrah to prove it. I believe that Sam Darnold could find his way into the wild card category this year. He could find his way into a game changer category this year. Starting the season, he is 100% on the hot seat. They had the quarterback behind him in waiting. He's got an all-pro receiver that he can throw to. He's got a really good running back to hand the ball off to. He's got a former first-round pick, I think. Addison was a first-round pick, first, second-round pick, something like that. They've got weapons. They're up against a lot, though. This Vikings team is not necessarily built to play defense with the rest of them in that division. So Sam Darnold's got to play above and beyond, in my opinion, to keep his job safe. And these are the four guys that I'm looking at that are on the hot seat as of right now. I think that we're looking at the Denver Broncos as well, and I'm looking at him. Jared Stidham, if he's starting, he's on the hot seat, but I'm going to say that Bo Nix is going to start this season. You heard it here first. Bo Nix will start the season. I'm not going to put him in the hot seat category. He's a rookie. But I'm looking down this list of quarterbacks. Ooh, we got another one. Who's going to start for the Las Vegas Raiders? Is it going to be Aiden O'Connell or Gardner Minshew? I'm going to say it's got to be Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew has got to play for them. And I'm going to put Gardner. Yeah, we're going to save Gardner. I'm looking through this list. Are there any more hot seat contenders? Yeah.
Can I enter a guy for your consideration? And this might transition us now into the submit category, but I'll have you make the argument one way or another.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson seems to be a guy that is on his last straw, last team. If it doesn't work out, he's out.
Hot seat. Absolutely. Adam, I did not see his name on the list yet. I'm still scrolling through. Oh, Russell Wilson is 100% on the hot seat this year. 100%. And I wouldn't, like, I'm sorry. I think the Steelers would be a better 9-8 football team with Justin Fields than a 9-8 team with Russell Wilson. I think that the Steelers could end up blowing people out with Justin Fields and also losing games they shouldn't. I just think this, what do the Steelers have to lose, dude? They're the worst team in their division this year to start the year, like presumably in the preseason rankings, preseason whatever, preseason hype. Go with Justin Fields, dude. They both cost you no dollars. Go with Justin Fields. Let him lead the way. Let him get swifty with his legs. Let him change games and win games that you shouldn't. And try to teach him how to manage games that he can actually win with how good that defense is. The Steelers were able to win games with Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, and whoever the hell else they had last year. They made it to the playoffs. Justin Fields can lead them into the playoffs if they so choose to give him the reins. I don't think Russell Wilson can do it this year. I don't think he's shown in the past 5+ years that he's been able to do it. Russell Wilson actually probably has the hottest seat out of a lot of these guys. I'm glad you brought it up. That's why you're part of this. So we got five guys on the hot seat. Daniel Jones, Will Levis, Bryce Young, Sam Darnold, Russell Wilson. I want to enter one more name onto this list. And there might be some hate that comes this way. I promise there's no shade. There's no shade with this at all. This might come out of left field, but I want you to look at the Seattle Seahawks and tell me that Geno Smith is not going to be on the hot seat at some point this year. I think Geno Smith is a hot seat quarterback. Geno Smith, when all things looked good, was like solid. He was, I would say, in our wild card category, maybe our mid category. And mid's not necessarily like a degrading thing for us. Mid is just like, you're just kind of there. That's how I've looked at Geno Smith the last few years. The way that that season ended for them, the turmoil, no more head coach Pete Carroll, right? Like, there's a lot of change coming, and the commitment they made to Geno Smith was kind of premature, in my opinion. And now they got Sam Howell, who I think can sling it with the best of them. I think Sam Howell actually could elevate them higher than Geno Smith can. Sam Howell is a decent quarterback. He can do things with his feet, sling it with his arm. He was leading the NFL in passing last year at some point. I think if things don't shake out great with Geno this year, they're going to go with the younger option. And so I'm definitely adding Geno Smith to the hot seat category at this point in time. Now, I think hot seat, again, can, you know what? We're going to take away our sub-mid category because I think some of these guys, we're going to, alert, we're taking away the sub-mid category because there's a lot of guys on this hot seat category that I think would classify as the sub-mid category, but hot seat's a little more aggressive. Now, we're going to move right into our mid category. And again, the mid category, this is not, I'm not going to use this as such a negative. You know what? Fuck it. We're cutting the mid category as well. We're doing it. I'm not going to get the hate that I know I'll get on social media. We're going to go from hot seat to wild cards to game changers to elite to him. So for everyone that's been following along so far, we'll say it one more time. Hot seat, wild cards, who the knows what you're going to get. Game changers, elite players, and him. That way, everyone else can just be tossed into this hot seat category. So let's go through this, okay? Now we're looking at the wild cards. The wild cards, we can toss a lot of these guys into this. First things first, I'm looking at you, Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield is a wild card. He can be a game changer, but I don't necessarily think he's in that category yet. I think he's a wild card. And wild cards are this. They could throw for 3 interceptions in one game. They could throw for 5 touchdowns in one game. Wild cards can play like elite players or game changers, and they can also play like sub-mid hot seat players. Baker Mayfield just signed a big contract for himself. He's got a weak division, but the Atlanta Falcons are on the rise. I think Baker Mayfield is like kind of the perfect wild card quarterback. You don't know what you're going to get week to week, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting, and that's what I'm here for. And now I'm going to go to the next player of Baker Mayfield light, Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew is an absolute wild card. He's not on the hot seat because he has nothing to lose. He lives in a van. He travels in a tour bus, and he goes and he does whatever he wants to do. You can't be on the hot seat if you have nothing to lose. And Gardner Minshew, you are a wild card, and I like watching you play football. So we got Baker Mayfield and Gardner Minshew. Yeah.
Do you see any of these wild card? I'm trying to now equate it to success on the field. Do you see a team being able to win a Super Bowl or even make a deep playoff run with a quarterback in the wild card category? Or maybe that's just the wild card category in and of itself is you don't stick in there long. You're either, if you're winning the Super Bowl, you're inherently above the category. If you're not, you're below the category. Maybe that's just what the category is.
The wild card category is a very transient category. You are going to start there, and by week 6, week 8, you should be in a different category. Unless you're just doing what guys like Gardner Minshew do every single week and you don't know. Like, Gardner Minshew is the perfect wild card quarterback. You have absolutely no clue. He could win a playoff game for you. He could lose a game you should never lose. You have no idea. But I'm excited. I love these wild card guys because I felt like if I was playing, I would have been a wild card guy. Who the hell knows what version of Kurt was going to show up? But he was going to go out slinging. He was going to try to make plays. So that's what I look at this as. Now, this is where it really gets interesting. The wild card category. Throw him in there. You, Anthony Richardson, you are a wild card quarterback. Because if you're on the field, you're kind of freaky. But if you're not on the field, we don't know the next time you're going to see the field. And also, the play style is very wild card. Going to sling it downfield. He's going to run a little bit. Like, we don't really know what we're going to get, but it's kind of exciting and it's kind of promising. Now, the next category or the next quarterback that I think we need to add to this list. Give me Ooh, I'm not going to say it just yet. Pause. We missed two hot seat quarterbacks that we need to add down to the bottom of the list. Two. Hot seat quarterback coming in, Derek Carr. Oh, how did I forget about this? Derek Carr has been on the hot seat in my mind for the past few years. He's even moved on from one hot seat to another, and this seat's getting hotter. And Derek Carr is a wild card quarterback that is now in the hot seat. Derek Carr could have been a game changer, could have been an elite player. Sometimes he looks like that. But he's moved on and transiented from the wild card spot to the hot seat spot. And we don't know what it's going to look like for Derek Carr this year, but I'd imagine he's got to get it right or it's going to be no bueno. And then the other one that I saw on this list, as I was scrolling back through, the last hot seat quarterback was Jacoby Brissett. And I actually think that Jacoby Brissett is like Jacoby Brissett's a game manager, but I don't even want to give that to him because he's going to be on such a short leash as well because there's a quarterback behind him. Like, I don't think that Jacoby Brissett is a bad quarterback. I don't think he's sporadic like a wild card quarterback. You know what you're going to get out of him, but he is on the hot seat this year, mainly because he's in a new situation with a top three quarterback behind him. So Jacoby Brissett, you're actually not even in the wild card category. If you were not on the hot seat, you'd be a little bit above in the game changer category. But for now, we're going to put you on the hot seat because we know what New England wants. They want the young guy. They want the flashy player. They want some excitement for their shitty season that they're going to have. And you're just not that guy. You're not the exciting player. You're very on time, accurate, in rhythm. That's Jacoby Brissett. He'd be a really good game manager for a Kyle Shanahan type of system, but he's not going to be in the game manager category because we don't have it. We go straight from wild cards to game changers. So that's where Jacoby Brissett is. He's on the hot seat. And I think now we can get to some more wild cards. All right. So right now, wild card, we have Baker Mayfield, Gardner Minshew, Anthony Richardson. Give me another wild card. I'm going to say Bo Nix is going to be in the wild card category. I think that Bo Nix could be an elite player, to be honest. The way that he processes, the way he throws the ball, the way he changes ball location, I think Bo Nix could be a game changer to start and a potential elite quarterback in this league. He's got a lot of shit to him that I like. Right now, he's a wild card because he's playing with Sean Payton, with presumably the worst roster in the NFL, according to Forbes. Not Forbes, but one of those companies, sports companies. I saw it brought up in an interview recently. So Bo Nix, unfortunately, you are in a wild card category, and it's good luck to you. You have to beat out Jared Stidham in training camp, which I believe you should be able to do. And from here, we got to add some more because wild cards are an exciting place to be. Another wild card that I'm looking at right now, people are going to hate this. Give me Jalen Hurts. Give me Jalen Hurts in the wild card category. And he would probably be the highest ranked quarterback in the wild card category for me. But I don't look at Jalen Hurts as the type of player that is an elite quarterback in this league. I don't look at him as like he's probably a game changer. Like by first 6, 7, 8 weeks of the season, he should move from the wild card category to the game changer category like we're talking about here. Again, wild card category, you should not stay there, but that's where you're starting. Jalen Hurts has a really big year ahead of him. He had a really rough season last year, all things relative, besides all the tush-push touchdowns. He had no help from his offensive coordinator, so now he has a new offensive coordinator. But he does have all the weapons in the world right now. He has a monster stacked offense, and there's no reason why they should not be able to prop him up and make him look like a game changer. And if he cannot, I don't know, man. Some people are saying that Kenny Pickett's slinging the ball at practice better than Jalen Hurts is, and I'm not shocked. That's all I'm saying. Kenny Pickett can't run the tush-push like Jalen Hurts, but I am not so gung-ho on the Jalen Hurts train as much as the common folk are. And as of right now, I'm starting him off in my wild card category. And again, these are not like he's not the fifth wild card quarterback. I'd say he's the top dog of these wild card guys, but just know it's a dangerous place to be. It could be great. So that's another wild card. I have another one in here. We're going to throw in Deshaun Watson into the wild card category, who I think should be an elite player. I don't know what the fuck happened to him. Well, we all know what happened to him. We definitely know what happened to him. Yeah. Allegedly. But Deshaun Watson should, for all intents and purposes, be an elite fucking player in this league, and he's just not right now. And I am willing to put money this year that Deshaun Watson will find his way back into at least the game changer category. I don't think he's going to be a wild card the whole year. I don't think he's going to look like he's never thrown a slant a day in his life. We've seen that a few times last year. I don't think that's the Deshaun that's going to show up this year. So Deshaun, from me to you, don't let me down. Wild card spot again, Trevor Lawrence, absolute wild card. Just got absolutely paid, by the way. And when Trevor Lawrence has the ball in his hands, he might be the most interesting man in football besides Josh Allen, because you don't know what's going to happen. He might throw a check down on 3rd and 8 with the clock running out in the middle of the field. He might just do that in the red zone, which I think he's done a few times. He might stop short of the sticks when he's got to have it. He might throw an interception when you're in field goal range, and that's going to seal the game. You don't know what's going to happen with Trevor Lawrence, or he might just stand there and deliver an absolute dime while getting smacked in the face and rip it on a rope 40 yards down the field. That's Trevor Lawrence. That's a wild card. And again, he could be a game changer. Some weeks he is. Some weeks he should be on the hot seat. Should he be elite? He's got all the talent to be elite. Can he put it together this year? We'll find out. He lost some receivers, and their division's only getting tougher. So Trevor Lawrence, wild card, could potentially be a hot seat guy, but they just paid him for 3 years, so he'll probably never be a hot seat guy because the Jaguars don't know anything about financial responsibility. Clearly, business of sports, Tyler can talk more about it later. We're going to put one more quarterback in the wild card. Fuck. I don't know what to do with these two other quarterbacks. Do they go in game changers or do they go in wild cards?
I'm looking at this list, and I don't even know who you're talking about, because anybody that I see will upset a lot of people if you put them in the wild card category. But
are you know what? Game
changers. Go ahead and do it. If you believe it, go ahead and do it.
We're going to give two rookies the chance to be in game changers before wild cards, because they're going to get a full rookie year to figure out, are they game changers? Caleb Williams, I'm looking at you, game changer. I don't even think you need to be a game changer this year. All you have to do is not be a wild card. That's it. If you are a game manager, which you don't have a category for because I don't believe in that, game managers change the game. I don't give a shit what anybody says. Caleb Williams has all of everything around him to be a game changer this year. He's just got to show up and do it and be mentally prepped to do that. Also, Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels is going to be a problem this year. If he can stay healthy, holy shit, he's going to be a problem this year. They're building around him. They're going to have a better defense. They have weapons on offense. And I think he's got a division that's kind of like ready to be blindsided a little bit. So I'm going to put Jaden Daniels in the game changer category to start. Again, both these guys could very quickly end up in the wild card category. They won't end up on the hot seat. They're rookies, but give me Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams, both in this game changer category to start. Now that we got the rookies out of the way, because I don't want people to like, oh, where are they, wild cards, whatever. Those guys have to be game changers. They at least have to make some sparks this year, which they're all able to do. Now we got some really interesting crop left. We have the elite category. We have the him category, and we have this game changers category left. I'm going to put Jared Goff in the game changer category. Give me Jared Goff. Jared Goff is consistent. He makes big time throws on third downs. He doesn't really turn the ball over much through the air. He has some fumbles from here and there, but it's not the most elite there. But Jared Goff's accuracy and just daggerness on third downs and in the red zone makes him a game changer. He does some things that you're looking at him and you're like, physically, you're not a specimen, but damn it, dude, you can sling the pill and I like what you got. So Jared Goff is a game changer. He just got paid as well, I believe. I'm going to say that Kyler Murray is a game changer. He's in this category. If Kyler Murray didn't end up with the Cardinals, he may have already had a few deep playoff runs at this point in time in his career. But Kyler Murray's he was kind of put on that Bryce Young track, to be honest, where his team has just sucked and there's just been a lot of shit around him. But he has his legs that Bryce Young does not have, so he's been able to bail himself out. Kyler Murray is a game changer, and I think he can be an elite player in this league. After Kyler Murray, I have a few other players. I'm going to put Tua in the game changer category. Tua is not elite, in my opinion. Tua can very well find himself on the wild card portion of this if he does some things that he did in the playoffs last year. But he's a game changer. He does have elite accuracy across the middle of the field. I like the weapons he has. He's able to hide behind them a little bit more. What would Tua look like in Carolina? Probably not like himself. I'm willing to say that. But with the situation that he's in right now, he is changing games. He is putting up a lot of yards, throwing the ball around the yard, and he's getting the balls to his playmakers in space. He's changing games by the way he's able to play point guard, and I like it. I like it. I think it's clean. And if you watch Tua on a reverse cam as a righty, it looks even better. This might piss some people off. I'm going to put Kirk Cousins in the game changer category. Kirk Cousins, depending on how this year shakes out, could end up in the elite category. But I think Kirk Cousins is really a game changer. I think he is a distributor. I think he makes big time throws under pressure. He also does some things that, in my opinion, don't make him elite. But I think Kirk Cousins belongs in the game changer category. That's our full game changers category. This is the third tier of quarterbacks in the NFL. We have Jared Goff, Kyler Murray, Tua, Kirk Cousins, and then the potential of Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, assuming they show up this year and be who we think they can be as rookies. And that's starting today. That is where they are. Now we're going to talk about the elite category. This is the second tier of players in the NFL. This is guys that are top dogs or were once top dogs that are maybe falling back a little bit, but like they had it and maybe they're just aging out. And then it's also guys that are not him yet, but they're playing at an elite level, especially late into the year last year. So this elite category is very transient as well. These guys could be bumped to game changers, or they could be bumped up to being in the him category, but we know the him category is reserved for only a handful of people. So elite category. We're going to start with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is an elite quarterback when he's healthy. He may never blow up the stat board, but he's going to be efficient. He's going to drop dimes. He's going to be accurate. He's going to change games. He's going to win games, and he is going to eat you alive with what he knows about the game. And he always gives his team a chance to win when he's on the field. He is elite. Right after him, I'm going to put Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford still got it. We saw that. He led that beaten up, broken down team to a playoff run. And Matt Stafford and Aaron Rodgers have been doing it for a really long time. And it's been a joy to grow up and watch both of them play and then also get to see them firsthand while I was in the NFL. Those two guys are elite. They're above game changers. And they're still hanging on. Aaron, I'm excited to see what he does this year. Big injury to come back from, but still got his right arm. Now, the other elite players. Give me Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy played at such a high level last year that has not been seen in a really, really long time, and it was only year two in the NFL. His first full year as a starter. His rookie year, he did not start until halfway through the season, still led them to the NFC Championship game. This year led him to a Super Bowl. And people think that just because the fucking 49ers had a good roster, they were just going to show up in the Super Bowl. Teams with good rosters don't just waltz into the Super Bowl. You got to win games. Brock Purdy led them from multiple fourth quarter come from behind victories, all on his back, all on his legs, to be honest. Guys, we're not just open. Everyone says Shanahan scheme, guys are always open. People were fucking gloved all playoffs. Brock had to go make plays that another quarterback that they had in the past that wasn't able to use his legs was not going to be able to do. So I don't want to hear any of it. Brock Purdy is an elite quarterback and he belongs in that category. Now, we're winding down on this list right now. I'm going to put Dak Prescott in this elite category right next to Brock Purdy. And I know Dak did not show up in the playoffs last year. He had a rough outing, but I also think his play calling in the playoffs was abysmal. Running triple slants into an extra zone defender, throwing a pick six. It's just ugly. You had nowhere to go with the ball. I remember that play. I hate that concept. That's why it's burned in my brain. Shitty call. You just trusted it. Pick six. It sucks. I think that Dak could have been helped by better play calling in that game against the Packers. And I still think that Dak played at such an elite level. And last year was the first year we really got to see him play quarterback the way that West Coast Aaron Rodgers timing, decision-making accuracy is played. And he rose to the occasion and he made some plays and he's got a stud receiver that he's feeding to. I think Dak is in this elite category above some of those other guys. Just doesn't ever show up in the playoffs, but I don't think it's all him. Now, we got a few players left. I'm going to put Jordan Love in this elite category. Jordan Love played the quarterback position in the last 6 to 7, 8 weeks of the season last year, better than damn near anybody in the NFL. All up until that last interception that sealed the game against the 49ers, that was more of a desperation than anything. Jordan Love, time and time again, delivered on zero blitz, fourth down, third down, red zone, everything. And he fed everybody. He didn't just have one receiver that he could rely on. He spread the ball around. He was accurate. He was changing protections, mixing up the concepts. Jordan played quarterback at an elite level last year in the last stretch of the season, and I'm excited to see if he can keep it up leading into the early part of this year and if the Green Bay Packers still have the hunger that it seemed they had late in the season last year. That's my elite category right now. We have a few more players left, and I'm going to put one more player in this category because I just need to see more. I need to see more out of him, and I need to see how he's going to navigate this season in his new situation without some of the guys that he's had. Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert's an elite quarterback. I think Justin Herbert could be him. I think Justin Herbert could be the best quarterback in the NFL. But we may never know because he is seemingly being handed a very similar situation to Philip Rivers, where you're going to throw for a lot of yards every year. You're not going to win any playoff games, barely. And you're just going to have 20 years of a lot of yards. And it's unfortunate, but we might never know what Justin Herbert truly is because of the situation he's in. And he does have hope in Harbaugh being there. I don't believe that the public's narrative of Justin Herbert just handing the ball off 30 times a game is going to happen. Harbaugh did not go there to recreate Michigan. That's not what he went there to do. You can't recreate Michigan and win football games in the NFL consistently, especially with the roster that they have. You're going to have to throw the ball around. You're going to have to beat the Chiefs by throwing the ball around. And I think that we're going to find out, but Justin Herbert is an elite player. He could be him. If he doesn't have a great year, though, we might not see him in this category long. He is the biggest question mark, in my opinion, and it doesn't just all ride on him. There's a lot going on with that. Now we're going to put the him category together. In this category, we are going to put this him category in order from 1 through 5. There are 5 players in this category that I think, depending on who shows up, we're going to see these guys time and time and time again throughout their careers. And we're going to start with 1, Patrick Mahomes. Why is he him? Because he's a winner. Patrick Mahomes is not the most talented guy in this him category. He can't throw the ball the farthest. He's not the fastest. He's not the most agile. He is a winner. Pat Mahomes, to me, is kind of like a Kobe Bryant. Kobe was never the most talented guy, but you knew with the game on the line, you wanted him to have the ball. And that's not saying he's not talented, because Kobe was very talented. Patrick is very talented. He can do things with his arm that other people can't. But as the whole package, you would not look at Pat Mahomes and think, damn, he's the 1 most gifted guy in the NFL, because he's not. He's just a baller, and he will win you games. And not to mention, he's got the best offensive mind, in my opinion, in football right now, right at his side with some really good weapons. And Hollywood Brown is going to be a stud this year. Fantasy advice for the future. Patrick Mahomes at 1. 2, give me Josh Allen. Josh Allen has been given such a shit situation more often than not. He has had to put the team on his back more often than not. He's been through multiple offensive coordinators, something that Patrick Mahomes has not had to do throughout his career. Pat has had a few OCs, but the actual play caller has not changed. There's part of me that thinks if Josh Allen was taken and put into the same situation that Patrick Mahomes was put into, who could Josh Allen really be? I would love to see it in a parallel universe, but that's not the world we live in. So for right now, Josh Allen's going to be 2 for me. Then 3, give me Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson has everything. He just has not been able to put it together in the playoffs. The one thing about Lamar Jackson, though, is for some reason, his offensive play caller did not help him in that game against the Chiefs. They got away from what they did best. And when Lamar Jackson can be a threat as a runner and his running game is a threat and there's downhill, just power football being run, the play action game that he's able to thrive in with man crossers and deep balls and this and that, Lamar was such an accurate passer last year. He looked so comfortable in the pocket, more so than ever in his career. And we've seen it in spurts. A few years ago, he threw like a 5-touchdown game against the Dolphins. I think last year he did it again too. He's a thing for the Dolphins. But Lamar has looked like an elite passer from time to time. Last year, he looked like it more often than not. He also just, Lamar could be the best quarterback in the league, in my opinion. Same thing. If you put Lamar Jackson with Andy Reid, holy shit, I think Lamar could be everything that we thought Michael Vick was going to be. And Lamar is that guy. But he plays in a weird scheme. Downhill offense, sticky defense, NFC or AFC North. Like, the situations are all different. He doesn't just get to waltz into games and just expect to beat people because of who he is. If Lamar Jackson played in the AFC South, they might win damn near every game. But he doesn't. He plays in the AFC North. So give me Lamar Jackson at three. And now this is where people might get upset, but number four, give me CJ Stroud. There are not many people that played quarterback better than CJ Stroud last year as a technical quarterback play, as how the position is coached, the timing, the accuracy, the way that he's able to flick the ball without having a super stride, long stride into it. When you watch CJ Stroud next time, watch his tape, watch how he plays from a tight, narrow box in the pocket like a boxer. Every throw he makes, if he has somebody in his lap, it really doesn't affect him like it does other guys. And CJ Stroud has an innate ability to do that, and he can make plays with his feet, and he's got good ball placement, and he's able to feel the game and see the game. CJ Stroud has the whole package, and you're going to see him in this him category for a long time as far as I'm concerned, especially if they keep building around him and keep solidifying that defense. CJ Stroud is here to stay. And now number five in the him category, Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow has the sex appeal that America loves. They love Joey B, Ice Burr. They love it all. I think that Joe Burrow has this him quality to him that puts him above being elite, mainly because he's got this Tom Brady feel for the game that you just know they're still in the game when he's in it. In some games, some seasons, some whatever, it might not be up to par, but you're never going to count him out because he does have ice in his veins. He's deadly accurate down the field. He does need receivers to be successful. He's not a guy that's going to be able to just go take a shit team and make a Super Bowl run with them. He needs guys. Tom Brady needed guys. And the more guys that Tom Brady had, the better Tom Brady looked. The less guys he had, the harder it was, but he still found a way. I think Joe Burrow can be that kind of guy. There was not really many years in the NFL where you looked at Tom Brady as he was the best, most quality quarterback in the NFL, but he was a winner. And he found a way to win, and he had that it factor to him. And I think that's what Joe Burrow kind of brings. And he's got a lot more swag than Tom did. So that's my top five in the him category. The rest, you can mix and match and do all the things you want to with them, but we'll read this thing from top down. Him category, Patrick Mahomes, number one, Josh Allen, number two, Lamar Jackson, number three, CJ Stroud, number four, Joe Burrow, number five. Now, moving down to the elite category, these are the elite players at the quarterback position that are either rising or falling from him, rising from game changers, very transient category, elite category. We have Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, Jordan Love, Justin Herbert, Aaron Rodgers, and Matt Stafford. In no order, that's the elite category. Not quite him, but the teams need them. Some of them could be him one day. Now we have the game changers category. This is the one where, like, yeah, these guys, you're definitely benefiting from having them on your team, and they could move into elite. Kirk Cousins, Kyler Murray, Tua, Jared Goff, and then we have two rookies that I think could be special, Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. Now we have the wild card category in full review. These guys, who the hell knows? They might not know. They might not know who's showing up in their own skin that day, but it's going to be a wild, wild time. You got Baker Mayfield. You got Gardner Minshew. You got Jalen Hurts, who, again, Jalen Hurts could be a game changer, but I don't know. We'll see this year. You have Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence, Anthony Richardson, and Bo Nix. I think Bo Nix could be a special player, but weird situation. Tough sledding, big dog. Now, finally, we have our hot seat category. Those that either are on the way out, maybe on the way out, are on the way in somewhere new with a short leash, or they have a young stud behind them that team really does want to be the guy one day. You have Daniel Jones, Will Levis, Sam Darnold, Russell Wilson, Geno Smith, Derek Carr, Jacoby Brissett, and Bryce Young. Those are my hot seat quarterbacks this year. That is the full list, top to bottom. Definitely want to hear what the comments are. We'll have a lot of comments, I'm sure. There's no shame, no ill will wished upon your teams, but this is how we're starting the 2024 year, and we will be making more of these every single week, whether it's in video form or in just a graphic on Twitter. You'll be seeing the rankings, and they will be hot off the press.